Back together again, eh?
Let's play.
I'm going in. Cover me, Porkins.
I'm right with you, Red 3.
But I don't want to be a pirate! Oh!
Marvelous. Absolutely marvelous.
It's more for time!
Will you shut up?
I'm a fucking artist. I'm sensitive as shit. We'll do it live.
This is a big one. I'm coming to join you, honey.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do you like a jelly baby?
No! No!
You're listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a weekly pop cultural nostalgia podcast. I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez, and who might you be?
I'm Alex Mitchell.
And it's kind of warm today.
It is actually pretty warm. The birds aren't as festive as they
usually. Spring is ending and summer is approaching.
Those birds are going to die of heat stroke.
I don't think that's how it works.
They die, and then new ones are born.
From their bodies.
Yes.
They rise like a phoenix out of Arizona.
Yes. Iced tea.
So, today's episode is about James Cameron's Avatar.
You are not in Kansas anymore. You are on Pandora, ladies and gentlemen. Respect that fact every second of every day. If there is a hell, you might want to go there for some R&R after a tour on Pandora. Out there beyond that fence, every living thing that crawls, flies, or squats in the mud wants to kill you and eat your eyes for jujubes. We have an indigenous population of humanoids called the Na'vi. They're fond of arrows dipped in a neurotoxin that'll stop your heart in 1 minute. And they have bones reinforced with naturally occurring carbon fiber. They are very hard to kill. As head of security, it is my job to keep you alive. I will not succeed. Not with all of you. If you wish to survive, you need to cultivate a strong mental attitude. You got to obey the rules. Pandora rules.
I think the first thing you need to start off with, though, is that this is the number one movie of all time, and it changed cinema forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It actually is the number one movie of all time.
And it did.
No, it did, and we'll talk about how it brought about a fad that is still lingering on. That it's like, why do you have to have these? And you're crowding theaters and making less show times for people who want to see movies in 2D.
Well, I don't know if the...
You fucking dicks. But, yeah.
No, I think you kind of just said it already.
Did I?
So this movie is essentially a 2009 sci-fi film, I guess.
Shit, what? It's from 2009?
Yeah. This movie's almost 10 years old.
Jesus. I didn't even realize it was that old.
Okay, so, yeah. Basically, this company, this private company... is using its own military resources to basically get all this unobtainium from this planet to help Earth.
Earth is dying.
Yeah,
and they
but they need it. basically the native population, which are these giant fucking blue cat people. Like,
yeah,
they need their support,
cooperation.
Yeah, not support. Cause,
yeah, no.
They're the Na'vi, and what they're doing is . They're using, these kind of, bodies, I guess these avatars.
Yo!
Yes. To kind of, just integrate
themselves.
They're
cloned bodies of the Na'vi that humans could transport themselves into.
Consciousness into, yeah.
Yeah, so they're not a real Na'vi. Okay, but, so there's originally two groups. I mean, there was originally a group of scientists who went first to try to... But then this private military decided, no, we're going to handle things now.
Yeah.
And then...
So it turns out that, this guy, this Marine who was, he's a paraplegic now.
Jake Sully.
Yeah, his brother was in this program. So I guess because you're just like your brother.
And his brother had an avatar.
Yeah, that means you can use your avatar. So if you get... injured somehow and your brother's gone, you can use his avatar, because that's how genes work. So
that's how these avatars work.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically he kind of like integrates himself into that society and kind of figures out, hey, we're actually kind of like being dicks. And
then he
basically just falls in love with
he goes off the reservation, as they say.
Yeah, he's gone native, as he actually,
yes,
but that's the term. This awesome cool dude who's saving humanity.
oh my god,
Miles Quaritch, who's like played by Stephen Lang.
Yes,
he's basically like leading the military.
Stephen Lang, who went from being like a bumbling oaf in Tombstone to being a super jacked,
yeah,
tank top wearing. A scar on the side of his head, flat top, military dude.
Yeah, he was awesome. And
he's like 10 feet tall, it feels like, in this movie.
Well, these Na'vi are like
oh, like, the Na'vi are actually like 10 feet tall.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Sigourney Weaver's also in this movie playing a scientist.
Yeah, what's her face from Fast and the Furious is playing herself. True.
Michelle Rodriguez. Yeah. Yeah, she, and then you got
that guy
Giovanni Ribisi,
yeah,
playing like an asshole version of the same dude from Aliens.
Yeah,
yeah. Wait, yeah.
A Aliens. Bigger asshole version. Nah, you know, I still think Gorman's a bigger dick.
Yeah, I mean, but it's a lot of
tropes. A lot of. So it turns out, hey, the aliens are being dicks. So this scientist group, the ones that were.
They decide that, you know,
we gotta help them.
Yeah, it's you know, let's not even dwell on the story. It's not even really worth talking about, because it's basically he discovers it's really cool. It's Pocahontas.
It is Dances with Wolves.
It's that thing, and then they fight back against the military.
Yeah,
and then they chase them off the planet. They hijack some stuff.
And now Earth's gonna die because they, and it's been like years since the first movie's come out, and. The numerous amount of sequels that were promised since then.
No. Originally it was 2 sequels were promised.
Yeah.
James Cameron said we're gonna make 3 Avatar movies. Mm-hmm. Well, like a month ago, he was working on part 2, and then part 3 was supposed to come out after. Well, a month ago he announced, well, now I'm not just making part 2 and 3, I'm also making part 4 and 5.
Yeah.
So. 4 Avatar movies, almost a decade after the first one came out.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna lie, Sam Worthington's star isn't really as big as it was.
I don't understand how...
He got huge.
Did he?
Remember?
No.
He was in, like, all these fucking things. He was in Clash of the Titans.
Oh, he
was, like, in all these, like, movies. And
he kind of stopped being in stuff.
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
I'm not gonna lie, I thought he was a boring fucking actor.
I thought he was just generic.
His presence is just there.
He's, yeah.
Like, okay.
I mean, he had more screen presence as a Na'vi than as a human.
So let me run this down for you, for me, because like I know that like and James Cameron says he's doing Battle Angel also, which was supposed
that's the thing that's been put on hold.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So that was supposed to come out before this came out.
That was supposed to come out like 10 years before this came out.
Yeah.
He's been working on Battle Angel since like the 90s.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen.
No.
That's never going to happen. He's going to be working on Avatar for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And taking deep sea missions and discovering new things.
Yeah. He's going to find the Titanic again.
but yeah, so I mean, okay.
So let me just explain like my initial take on what I thought this movie was going to be about.
Yeah.
Because I remember it like... If you were like kind of like nerdy and you were like really big into movies on the internet back then, you knew about this movie that it was coming out.
Yes.
It was like that thing that's like, hey, new update on Avatar. I'm like, okay, cool. So yeah. Like reading up on it, the way I kind of interpreted it was like, okay, cool. So it's like these cool, like awesome, like space marines. Cause I loved Aliens.
Yes.
And I still do. I think that's an awesome movie. I love Alien also. Something like, okay, awesome, like space marines, there's gonna be like action and like gun, like
I love that you thought that the space marines were the main characters.
No, when I'm reading about it,
yeah,
like before I'm like, okay, so this dude's like a space marine, like awesome. They're gonna have like aliens. I'm thinking like, okay, cool, like actual aliens, like, and there's gonna be like a language developed for it. I'm like, awesome, like a new, like a thing.
So you're more interested in the storytelling aspect.
I was more interested in it. Okay, this is before no information. Like, I had no visuals of it.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like thinking like, oh man, I wonder what they look like. They must be like like kind of like these strange, bizarre, like almost like I don't want to say fairy like, but like maybe like kind of like a luminous kind of.
So the image in your head.
Yeah, is, and it was like, oh, and there's gonna be a new language, and James Horner's music is gonna be like completely developed with the language.
Yeah,
I'm like, this sounds amazing. And then I saw it. I'm like, oh, these are just giant blue cat people, and you just made like a jungle world, and well, it's literally just like.
Well, and, but then that hops on to my interest in the movie because that is why I wanted to watch
really?
It.
Okay.
Okay, so I followed the hype train of this movie, and I followed every article, everything that was published about this, just. Every bit of information, I even went to the test sneak peek thing they had.
Oh, they had,
that was like that 50, was, it was like 15 minutes. And
was that was before? Oh, no, this was right after Dark Knight. Then,
yeah, this was giving people a test of what the 3D would look like, and so that we'll get into that in a bit. But reading up on this movie and the news, they were saying it was like the technology they were, and this is true. This pushed the boundaries. And did change how we film movies,
yeah.
In terms of CG. Like what they were doing with mocap and how they were rendering things was just insane, and the processing power that was put behind it was crazy. New types of cameras were invented. The live textures were just phenomenal, and the 3D technology, because 3D had fallen out of fashion, this was bringing it back. But how it was doing it, and I feel no movie has actually done it since Avatar, because while Avatar brought 3D back, the movie was specifically made for 3D, but also used specific cameras,
yeah.
Used specific technology, whereas other movies that, even if they're made for 3D, they do it in sort of a simplistic sort of way, where this did it in like a way where everything in the environment, down to smoke and texture and just everything was meant to be taken in. So when I went to this this preview thing, it was insane. Like to me, it like was like, oh my god, how am I seeing this? Like it did. It felt different. It felt mind blowing. And I was just like, I was enveloped in this whole craze. And I'm not gonna lie, yeah, I was. I was constantly posting about it, constantly talking about it. On forums, saying like this movie is gonna like usher in like a new era of cinema, all that crap. And then I saw it, and I was so deep into it that I was like, "This is one of the greatest movies ever made."
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw it again and again. I think I saw it a total of 5 times in
really?
Theaters.
Wow.
Yeah. And to me, it was just like it was such a crazy experience. And I'm not gonna go back on it and say like. Like, oh, it really was. But no, it seriously, Avatar, for those who were there and who did see it, it was a very amazing experience that I haven't felt since. Like, in terms of just the technology, in terms of the like actually being wowed by visuals. Because seriously, like prior to Avatar, CG was at a place where it was like it was good, but it was like the best we had was like Gollum and and what's his name?
King Kong.
Davy Jones.
Oh. Basically, well,
yeah, I wouldn't say King Kong. Davy Jones.
Yeah.
So like,
I do use kind of Davy Jones as like the measuring stick.
But for
good CGI.
But then again, that's also like one character, and like so is Gollum one character.
Yeah.
This was all the environment. Everything was CG, and it looked beautiful and breathtaking. And it was like a prog rock album come to life.
I don't know about that.
Dude, there were floating hills and shit. That's
like the extent of how amazing I thought that movie was like the floating like waterfalls and stuff. Because I was like, okay, they can't explain that, and they're not going to, so I'm just going to accept it.
Well, I mean, and there's that beautiful tree, and it was like...
I fucking hated the world tree. All right, so you already know that that I wasn't wowed by it when I saw it, because I've held this position for many years that Jake Sully.
Oh, see, but you're focusing on story.
Yeah,
I'm talking about visuals.
Visually, no.
My opinion
it was
on story.
Impressive. Yeah. I thought it was impressive. I enjoyed it, seeing it in 3D.
Question though: Have since this movie, have you seen something that was this visually impressive?
Mad Max, and that was about it.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in terms of like the. the 3D capabilities.
I think that's more impressive though, because that was.
Oh, I'm talking about 3D. I'm talking about like immersion, like actually like immersion.
I think besides The Hobbit, which I did not really enjoy looking at.
I feel like
I haven't seen a movie in 3D since.
I feel like no 3D movie I've seen since is good with immersion. You know why? Because every 3D movie I've seen since is pretty much just like something's coming at me.
Yeah,
or like. They do that weird thing where they, like, layer the everything, and it just seems like, oh, look, there's, like...
It's kind of in front of me, but not really. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, James Cameron introduced this amazing technology that no one kind of took advantage of,
because it's too... I'm not going to lie, it's probably too expensive and time-consuming to get in.
And difficult, and... Yeah,
here's the thing. This movie, if it was a flop, would have just been, like... It wouldn't have proven anyone right, and even now, even though it wasn't a flop, it's the highest grossing movie, I think, ever. I don't know if that's counting inflation or not, but it made...
I think Gone with the Wind is still number one.
$2.7 billion.
Okay. But the thing with the 3D is, it created a fad that is still around. We got to a point where 3D TVs became a thing for a short while.
Yeah.
And now no one gives a fuck about them.
No.
3D Blu-rays were a thing. 3D was supposed to be, this is it. And I fell for it. I was like, telling everyone, like, dude, seriously, 3D is gonna all movies are gonna be in 3D from now on. They're gonna be lifelike. I also fell for the movies are going to now be in 60 frames per second.
What The Hobbit was trying to pull.
Peter Jackson trying to... See, I feel James Cameron succeeded in terms of 3D. Not his 3D, but 3D becoming a thing. Peter Jackson's was just like... Everyone was pretty much just like, why does it look like a camcorder shot this? I never saw The Hobbit 2 in... or The Hobbit
but in we 60. Saw The Hobbit in...
But not in 60. Frames per second. It's,
yeah, but I mean, just looking
I wish that I could have like just said like I experienced that. Like,
so basically, everyone said it doesn't look like a movie.
It looks behind the scenes.
Yeah,
but like in a film sort of way.
Yeah, you know what? I wasn't digging this.
Did you actually see the 60
No,
frames?
But I saw like clips of it, and I'm like, I don't like this.
I'd like to see it on an actual screen. I don't know, but yeah, this. Fucking this movie, its legacy, and we'll get to the story in a second, because that there's a lot to talk about that, kind of.
Is there?
Yeah. No, see, that's the thing. Well, no, there's a lot of rage about it. The thing is, this did, like, usher in this new wave of everything's in 3D, but, so you go to the movie theaters nowadays, not almost every movie, like, for a while, I want to say, like, a year after this, it was almost every movie was like there was a 3D version and a 2D version. Yeah. Even comedies were doing that. Yeah. Dramas were like the only ones that really weren't doing that. Comedies, action movies, kids movies.
Kids movies especially though.
Oh yeah,
because they're already in CGI.
Yeah, everyone was putting out 3D movies, and then we even had a wave of like movies that were billed as just being for 3D.
Yeah, we had Piranha. 3D.
Yes. There were so many fucking concert movies done in 3D. Like, it's in 3D and it's a concert. You're gonna enjoy it.
I think the third Final Destination was called... Basically, if it was also like a third in like a horror... It was always called 3D.
Basically, going after the whole Jason 3D, which was a thing back in the day. Friday 13th 3D. It was a thing that plagued movies for like 2 years. 2 years after that movie in 2 years, there was just nothing but like... Every movie's getting 3D conversion. And the market was flooded with a lot of crap. And then the TVs came out, and then a bunch of direct-to-Blu-ray crap came out, and video games tried to cash in on it. Everyone was...
What?
Yeah, there were certain video games that tried to do the 3D thing. Mm. Everyone was trying to cash in on 3D. But then what happened was people didn't give a fuck. Like, in terms of the home viewing audience, no one wanted to buy... A new television that was 3D based. No one wanted to like buy goggles and shit that they had to wear to watch these. And then also the Blu-rays, like at first, were more expensive, the 3D ones.
And because there was always a DVD, a Blu-ray, and a
and then a digital ultraviolet.
Yeah.
That man, this is during the days when like a Blu-ray pack was just crammed with everything.
I have like an old and they used to have like a booklet too.
Yeah.
And things don't come with booklets anymore.
It's so sad. I like booklets. Now you go to the movie theater, there's still a lot like tentpole movies, like big action superhero movies and anime films. They're still in 3D, and it's almost like a joke. I feel like where it's like people kind of make fun of it, like, oh, I don't want to see it in 3D. Like
we always, I think, whenever we do group movies,
2D. It's like 2D. I don't even know why it's even asked. Like, yeah. Like, but the last movie I actually, oddly enough, saw in 3D was Batman v Superman. Everything else was sold out. And the thing is, it didn't even... I couldn't tell it was in 3D.
See, that's the thing that pisses me off when it's like, there's no difference, and it's like...
The only time I could tell was like...
When you saw Luthor's dong flying into the...
What the...
Into the peach jar thing.
No, like when there was smoke, and like... Sometimes like Wonder Woman lunging was kind of cool looking, but... I mean, because that movie didn't have any like, we're going to throw stuff at you type 3D. Which is... hate that gimmick so much.
I know.
And it's funny when you see that gimmick in 2D.
Because you know what it is.
Because it's like, oh, that's shot very weird. Oh, I know.
That's the 3D.
I know why they shot it like that. But, Avatar's legacy, if it has a legacy, is that it's plagued movie theaters with so many 3D conversions. I mean, I've seen a few Pixar movies in 3D, and like they've been okay.
I think, you know what? Yeah, I think I actually saw Toy Story
3. I'm okay with CG movies being in 3D. Like,
yeah, I guess.
I'm more okay with that. Because live action, it's like, most of them are just converted, and it's... And here's the thing, people listening, if you don't understand this. There's two ways to make a 3D movie. You either make it where you film the movie with 3D cameras... And so it actually gives you that benefit of, like, real three dimensions. Like,
like, real life.
Yeah, so it actually feels like you can almost peek around a character and stuff like that. Because it's two cameras that are composited a certain way to do this. And it's not done in the old-fashioned black and white, sort of red and blue sort of way. Yeah. That's gone. But then there's the other way where they take a movie that's already been filmed on... normal digital. No one does film stock anymore, except you're like P.T. Anderson or whatever. Wait, Wes Spielberg. Anderson. P.T. Yeah, the big guys.
Paul W.S. Anderson.
And what's it? Tarantino. But so you take a digital and you convert it. So basically, what they do is they go through and they extract the background, the middle ground, the foreground, and they create layers and they slightly move them in front. And it gives you this weird parallax view, and you're sort of like
it's a big scary bug flying in space,
and you're sort of like, yeah, that's 3D, I guess. It's like in a ViewMaster sort of way. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Avatar did that, and I was up in that. I got into so many arguments.
Well, this also had that weird. I don't want to say it was like a syndrome, but
it
was the. I think they call it the Avatar effect, where people...
Dude, it got creepy.
Yeah. What I read was that, I guess what they were saying was, people that saw this movie came out, like days after, kind of, like, depressed, because real life was not as beautiful and as interesting as...
Okay, so I never became one of those.
No, I know you weren't. I know you weren't.
But
you liked this movie.
Yes. I was like, to me, this was Kino. This was prime Kino.
Yes.
But I started noticing this. A mutual friend of ours, not yours. I'm not gonna name him, but he became like that. He started getting kind of sad about the world. It's no one you really know.
Okay.
I don't think you even met this person.
That's fine.
And he was saying how beautiful it was and how he wants to live on Pandora.
Yeah.
And it was getting kind of weird, and then I started reading articles about people who were actually getting really depressed, and there were people who were who wanted to live on Pandora, and it was just it got weird. It was like, okay,
I feel bad because it's like, you know, we're making fun of that, but imagine how it actually would feel though to like to like see a movie like that you I can't really think of a you know what Ironically enough, I kind of get what they're saying, because I felt that way after Avatar The Last Airbender ended, which this episode was almost about.
Yes.
Because...
then we discovered, oh, wow.
I can actually talk more about this than I can. But yeah. I felt that way when it's like that show ended, because it's like that world to me was so like interesting and cool. And to see it just kind of end right in front of me. This was before the sequel show came out.
Yeah.
That I was like, fuck, this sucks. But I don't know if I felt...
See, this is different from that. It's because it's a cartoon, whereas this looked real.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, people wanted to live in a place that looked like Pandora. People started saying, like that's it. I can't do this anymore. I'm going to live in the forest or the wilderness.
Yeah, yeah.
People went fucking insane.
Some people started doing the whole, like, what's my Avatar name? And
people were painting themselves blue. And yeah. It got creepy. Me, I was more obsessed with the movie aspect and the filmmaking aspect and the computers, as they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was everything to me. But when this friend of ours started doing that, I was just like, this is weird. He's getting weirdly upset. And, like...
You gotta take a step back here. It's like... Well,
and also this guy was man too.
Oh, so
and so it became kind of weird, because then he started having second thoughts and doubts.
Oh no.
Because he was like, I don't know, it's like, what would Jake do? It was like, this is becoming fucking strange. I never got to those levels. I just hardcore defended I defended the storytelling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The technology. I will defend the technology and the visuals of this movie to this day.
I think for me, it's just I don't really care that much about the visuals.
Although
I think it looks nice.
Although I will say that the Na'vi have not aged well. Looking at screen caps and footage of this movie again, they look kind of video gamey.
Yeah.
Like, and I think it's the eyes, mainly.
I think it's because it's like you have this kind of like human face, but then, for each one, but the nose and the eyes are
To me, it's the eyes, because they're very dead. It's that uncanny valley effect.
Yeah.
Everything, the movement, all that shit's beautiful and stuff.
I also feel that way about the faces when they're in the marine suit. And
yeah.
It looks kind of weird.
Yeah. You do get a lot of uncanny valley, but the movie's fucking beautiful. It's a beautiful movie. Now, the story.
Okay,
it's so stupid.
I think my issue with it is it's not the whole becoming the Avatar. That's not the stupid part, because that's actually one of the more interesting...
The stupid part is that it's unoriginal, and it's like...
It really is, and I know people are saying, well, that's not the point. The point was it was supposed to be a test for technology. I'm like, yeah, that doesn't mean you get to, like, just... that doesn't mean I get to make Cinderella and call it something else and then have it look beautiful. Well, but
the problem is, like, you can take a basic story that's been done over and over and you can make it good and fresh and stuff. The problem is this movie didn't... It really was Pocahontas mixed with Dances with Wolves, but like it was really like Pocahontas. He is John Smith, but
my problem is I like those movies, and I know you're not a fan of Dances with Wolves,
no.
But I like those.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like, okay, Dances with Wolves won like an Academy Award, so like to me, it's like I get what Dances with Wolves is doing. I know it's like a long fucking movie.
Yeah.
It's like 8 hours long, it feels like, but. And Pocahontas, I grew up with, so I have nostalgia for that. I don't know if it's any good anymore. But the thing is, if I can look at those two and then look at this, it's like, well, I'd rather just watch those.
And a big problem also with this movie, besides being derivative...
Oh, it's long, too.
No, and it's... There is, like, so many problems with the fact that... Okay, so... The thing is, they need this unobtainium, which is under the world tree, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's other bits and pieces of it, but the biggest thing is in the world.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
They make this plot so difficult. Like, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do this? How are we going to do this? You drop knockout gas, and you make these aliens go to bed, and then you just take it. They made this seem so complicated.
So, correct me if I'm wrong. They didn't need to blow up the world tree, did they?
They didn't need to do any aggression at all, because here's the thing. Because
they didn't care about the unobtainium, right?
No, they didn't give a shit.
Okay.
And so here's the thing. They made the plot like seem like it's super complicated, like almost like they're like, and doing this weird thing where he's in jail and they have to get him out and all this stuff. When it's just and it's like, technically, he never had to go in the Avatar. They could have just been like, we're going to drop some gas and we're going to just get it and then...
But that's not as interesting, I guess.
But see, here, the problem is, like, the movie clearly sets up that they're willing to go to anything to get it. Yeah. And when you set that up, it kind of makes them just all seem very stupid. And also, another big problem is that it seemed like really... Like, the scientists, the researchers who were there, it was like, what's the point of this? Like, no one seemed to have any point except the humans who were trying to save Earth. And then at the same time, it's like, you set up this problem where it's like, so Earth shouldn't be saved? But then again, it does speak to the whole fact that, like, about imperialism and, like,
yeah,
colonization, what we did. This movie didn't set me up to even give a fuck about Earth.
Yeah, so... It's like I said, it's not in the movie, is it?
But I think it did that on purpose. I think it...
Why?
Because it makes you want to care about Pandora more. And it's true, I cared more about Pandora and the Na'vi because it was like, this movie made me want to care about them. Because yeah. And it made Earth seem like a bunch of assholes. But in reality, the only Earthlings we're seeing are the scientists and these mercenaries who aren't... They're not the military. It handled it so clumsy. It was clumsy. It's like, it didn't actually try to, like, justify either side. It just made it like, Na'vi, good. These paramilitary people, bad. Earth, bad, maybe?
Yeah.
Pandora, good, but we're not going to tell you why. Like,
so here's the thing. There's these big tribes, I guess. There's the North Tribe, the South Tribe, the West Tribe, and the East Tribe. Which to me makes me feel like this is actually kind of like a small planet populated by a very small amount of people. Because I don't think tribes would only exist in like four different areas like that.
Well,
the fact that he's able to conquer these tribes and get them united and because he linked up
with them. Well, and also you do get into the problem of the white savior complex.
Again, because it's aliens, no one cares.
Yes.
But yeah, in Dances with Wolves, it's stupid and kind of fucked up.
And so with this, it also, another problem with the story is simply like, they couldn't do this on their own. Like, they needed Jake Sully, the savior, to do it. But even then, his plan's fucking stupid. Like, everything is very dumb, and it makes no sense. Like, it's so beautiful, but at the same time, it's just like, what is this movie trying to tell? Like, it's almost like someone who wants to pretend they give a fuck about the environment. And James Cameron does give a fuck about the environment. He cares about wildlife and ocean life. He does. But I feel, this is what my personal opinion is, when he made this movie, he did care more about the visuals and the technology behind it than he did about the story. I think the story was just a delivery system for, like, look at this fucking cool shit I've invented. But, you know, Cameron, I really do think with this movie, it was more about pushing the boundaries of technology. And this 3D stuff he was really interested in. With The Abyss, he did that too, but it seems like the story actually had, like, some precedence, where in this it was just like, let me just take your generic Pocahontas sort of white man in a strange world, stranger in a strange land thing, and I defended this movie so hard, and like over time, it's chipped away to the point where I'm now just like, I think that's why sort of I'm so like angry about it, where it's like, man, I drank the Kool-Aid for this movie.
Kool-Aid would be nice right now. It's warm. I think my issue with it, though, is, like, it's visually, to me, like, unimpressive when it comes to, like, designs.
Oh, okay. And, yeah, that's...
I think the environment is cool.
The visuals, are very impressive. How they're rendered is impressive. How they all come together is impressive. But they're lacking in terms of imagination.
Yeah, so, like, what I was telling you, like, in my head, I thought the Na'vi were going to be like this really cool, like, kind of like, yeah, like almost like, I don't want to say corporeal, but like maybe like angel-like. I don't know why I'm thinking like this weird, like, different, like celestial kind of thing.
It didn't meet up to your...
But then it's like, oh, they're just, like I said, they're just cat people. And I'm like, well, what's their tech like? Because they got to have cool tech. They're aliens. And I'm like, oh, no, they're just jungle people. Well, and I'm like, okay. Like,
it's very on the nose that it was Native Americans versus like the English.
I'm like, okay, what's the language going to sound like? I'm like, oh, it just kind of sounds like you just kind of took some African languages and jumped.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, and what are the actors? I'm like, oh, these are all just black people. So I'm like, this is kind of weird, James Cameron.
Yes. This type of movie could have essentially been done on Earth with the same, like, there's a civilization, they have to get gold or something.
Yeah.
And that's why it's...
You could make this movie take place in, like again, yeah.
Which is why I think the sequel should have been made first. Because it seems more interesting, at least what we know about it. It takes place underwater. It's aquatic.
That's right up his alley. I mean,
it's definitely more suited for him, and I think that would have been more interesting. But despite what we are saying, it's still the fucking number one movie of all time.
You know, it's weird. In my head, I pictured they were like more aquatic. Also, like they weren't fish people exactly, but again, look what I got instead.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. This did affect a lot of people, and it struck a nerve to the point where people kept seeing it over and over and over again, like I did. This movie also helped push IMAX screens to AMC theaters.
Yes,
that's another thing.
Regal had them too, I think. I don't know if they still do.
No, like this because this movie we do have giant screens in theaters now. Not true IMAX, by the way, but which also pissed off a lot of people because they were expecting.
Yeah, like that's the issue I have with anything that says, "Oh, like the IMAX thing." I'm like, unless you were filming with a certain camera, and unless you're actually in the IMAX theater,
they just don't want to say extra big screen.
Yeah, it's a gimmick.
Yeah, but I mean, it is nice just to have larger screens. I'm not gonna complain about that.
No,
it's like it's a larger screen, but they push it as IMAX. It's IMAX. It's like IMAX is the brand that makes the screens. It's not actually filmed in IMAX or whatever. But the story was shit. The visuals were fucking impressive. But there is one thing that I will hardcore defend as being one of the coolest things I've ever seen on screen. I got to see a fucking mech battle.
Yeah, okay,
And not like Pacific Rim style mech, like a Mech Warrior style mech battle.
Yeah.
That was the mech used a fucking sword, a knife thing.
Yeah. Man. Because it's kind of sad that, like, to me, like, I love mech anime and all that. Like, just games and stuff, like, the designs and all that.
Yeah.
It seems like a concept that is pretty simple to get.
But it's never been really heavily utilized, though, for some reason.
Besides Pacific Rim, that's, like, the first real time.
Yeah. But that's more like Robo-Mech, where it's, so, like, giant.
I'm wondering, like, is it just not popular, and is it only something I'm into? Like,
I don't think it's. I think it's...
Why did that movie fucking fail?
I think it's a niche. It's a niche thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that scene where whatever his name is, your real legs guy.
Yes.
Yeah, that scene was just like, man, this is fucking fun.
Weird. For me, that's the most fun that movie gets, is because he just becomes like actual movie
that
guy.
And the dragon scene, where like he's flying for the first time.
That was cool.
Because it's like, oh. Because that's where you get like the impressive shots of everything.
Yeah,
and it's
and
where he chases down the big dragon, and it's like, this is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But other than that,
like, if the movie was more like that instead of the whole, like, weird, like, quasi, like, spiritual thing, that's the other thing. There's a whole spiritual element to it.
Which comes off as very, like, not hokey, but very, like, they're trying too hard, and also it's like, this is...
Sigourney Weaver's character dies, like towards the end of the movie, and it's like, they do this big spiritual thing. I'm like, there's actual conflict going on right now, and this is
playing drum,
and they're all like swaying.
Oh,
and it was like, this is ridiculous.
And at the end, Jake Sully dies too, but then they transfer his body into his avatar, where he can be an avatar forever, and his eye opens, and you're like, but the next movie takes place in water. I don't know.
Is there like enough like interest in this?
Who the fuck knows? I think no, but then shit, I don't know. Maybe all those Avatar fans that loved it are gonna come out of the
I feel like it's become a joke now though.
Here's the thing. The impact and the legacy of this movie is that it brought 3D to the masses, made screens bigger. All the legacy movies, all technological. It's not story-wise. No, I don't think this movie has like a lasting impression on pop culture aside from the jokes that happened, and now that 3D is a thing. Like, it's kind of forgettable. It's a forgettable fucking movie.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know how these movies are going to do when they come back, because it's like, he wants to make 4 more movies, and it's like, fuck, dude. I don't know if, like...
Is there enough money in the world to make those movies?
I think it'll do okay. I don't think it's going to fucking make as much money as the original one did, because...
Well, didn't he have to not... Didn't he say, oh, well, we can't release it during Star Wars or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Well, and you think about this. The first one made so much money because, one, new technology. Everyone was like, how's this gonna... Oh, wow, I gotta see this, the hype. People were, like, seeing it over and over again because, like, this is crazy. I can't believe this technology exists. And the momentum of that just kept building and building, whereas now that's not there anymore. And I think people are kind of already like, oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen.
It would have to be, like, a really... cool looking movie.
And maybe it will be, but we don't know. It takes place underwater though. But then again, do I like underwater movies? I can't think of like
underwater creatures scare me.
Oh no, they're frightening.
Yeah,
they're very
like
frightening.
Deep sea, like
don't even there's an extra term for it. It's a phobia. I forgot what it's called.
Really?
Yeah, but yeah, there's a subreddit dedicated just to just to small pictures of small people with gigantic beasts.
Oh
yeah,
no, don't do that.
Yeah, there's also a fear of like gigantism, where it's like seeing gigantic spaceships and like
yeah, those freak me out too.
Yeah,
I don't know
giant
why.
Monoliths.
It's
and
weird,
small
like
humans.
The Super Star Destroyer doesn't do that to me, but like the actual like huge like city ship things freak me
well,
out.
Well, yeah, like I had a weird dream where like I was outside and I looked up in the sky and it was like it pretty much took up the entire sky and it was like this giant alien ship.
Have you seen those videos where it's like they show like the X-wing?
Oh yeah,
and then
yeah.
It's like once it keeps zooming out, I'm like,
well,
okay,
I mean, when you think about the size of the universe, it's kind of daunting.
But it's different though. With the universe, it's like I don't give a shit. It's just a bunch of blackness out there, space, and it's like whatever. But
you know, yeah.
These are things constructed by hands,
yes,
and made to. And it's like, ugh, like I can't.
Yeah, it's superstructures and stuff. But yeah, so my feelings on this movie were just I got caught up in a whirlwind and. I think the movie's bad. I think it's really bad. I think the visuals are impressive, although I really haven't watched it since the theater. I've caught some of it on FX because it was played a lot on there at one point. But now I don't watch TV, normal TV. I watch like Hulu and Netflix.
Streaming. That's the thing. It's like for me, it's like if it was on, maybe I'd watch a bit of it. But because it's never going to be on, that means I myself have to like...
Yeah.
I watched Small Soldiers last night. That was a risk.
I watched Goosebumps last night, and I didn't finish it. The movie? Fuck that. It's garbage. It's hot garbage.
So that's,
God damn.
So that's a review from earlier when we discussed...
Oh, yeah. Our first episode from season one was Goosebumps.
Was it?
Yeah.
Really?
And so I'm confirming it here. It didn't live up to anything. It didn't surprise me. It was stupid and bad and horrible. And
what's bad about it?
It's boring. It's very fucking boring.
Really?
Jack Black, I don't know what the fuck he's doing. He's acting weird, but not in normal Jack Black way. And it's the CGI's bad. Everyone's dull and boring except this weird kid. And it was that was the main thing. It was boring. Nothing was happening. God damn it. Yeah, and your thoughts are pretty much the movie's a piece of shit, and you think that the human race should kill all the Na'vi.
I don't think they should kill all of them. It's just that... For me, it's like I just felt bad for the humans.
Because the movie set you up to not feel bad for the humans.
But I do.
Yet you do, like, for some weird reason.
Miles Quaritch
is the hero of mankind, apparently.
And Jake Sully is a traitor.
I mean, technically he would be a traitor.
He is.
Technically,
if
yeah.
you were tried for treason...
On Earth, he's probably like...
He's a monster. He's a war criminal, is what he is.
He's the biggest war criminal of all
time.
He's
literally the reason why your children are starving. Because of him.
So let's just go into this then. And
how many Sadlers do you give Avatar?
It's fucking 1 or 0.
I'd give it 2 for the visuals.
I think it needs 2 separate Sadlers. Then.
No. It's movies are one thing. We don't separate Sadlers.
See,
really.
I feel like this movie is such a. There's the movie, and then there's the experience, because they're 2 separate things. Because
that's
clearly James Cameron was making an experience. He wasn't making a movie. He made an experience. He made a ride. He didn't make a story. It's like, this is Soarin' Over California, where it's like, I don't give a fuck about the story of Soarin' Over California.
I love Soarin' Over
California. I just give a fuck about smelling oranges and shit.
Yeah.
The next Avatar will have smell-o-vision, probably.
You're gonna be kicking the Navi in the face as you're flying over there.
But yeah, why hasn't that become a thing where theaters have, like, rotating...
Fuck.
That'd be fucking horrible.
Yeah, you're right.
But yeah, so let's just go into comments. So here's what El Jefe has to say. When someone mentions the movie Avatar, I think of those giant blue people running and sliding in the dirt. That's because this was the first time 3D had ever impressed me. The movie looked beautiful, but that's where it ends. It's not a good movie by any means. It's a basic movie that runs through so many tropes used time and time again when someone betrays their evil side for the good nature side. Was this movie revolutionary? Not really, since 3D is dying like it always does, and nobody really ever talks about this movie anymore. 3D is the monster from Jeepers Creepers. Every few years it awakens to ignite dormant passion for movie immersion. Then people remember how they hate wearing glasses. And that's true.
And as people that wear glasses...
Oh, that's the worst fucking thing in the world. Having a double up?
Yeah.
God damn it.
They need to sell, like, clip-on things to kind of just...
The best is when you do get the like, 3D glasses that miraculously fit to your glasses. You're like, oh, this is great. Thank you.
I think The Hobbit, I had to take off my glasses to wear the 3D glasses. And that was the worst thing.
The kind of frames I have now, it actually... Almost all 3D glasses help.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I have the tiny underframe and, like, the basically, if you have horn rim glasses, you're fucking good.
Yeah.
Because it's everything's thin enough and the top is... So, you're fine with that. But 3D, I wouldn't recommend it.
No?
No, I wouldn't recommend seeing anything in 3D. If you want to see a kid's movie in 3D, go ahead. That's fine. It adds to the fun, like, childlike experience.
Yeah.
If you want to see a fucking comic book movie or an action movie, don't do it. Don't do it. All right, so, let's see what the people have to say. I made threads on 4chan. Well, I made one thread, and there was already a thread going on about the sequels. So, what does 4chan have to say? Still looks amazing on a big screen in 3D.
Okay.
Well, all right, sure. I don't know where you're seeing this, but...
It still does.
Impressively made yet forgettable. I hope Bass Jim hasn't lost it. He claimed to love Genesis, but that could be money talking. And the sequels are actually good.
So really? He said he loved Genesis?
That's what he said.
Wow.
I think he was... It meant maybe he was just...
Being sarcastic.
Or giving them like a... throwing
just
them
a nod, like a...
Throwing them a cookie.
It's not bad. Like that kind of thing.
Yeah. Dances with Wolves in Space. That's we covered that.
See, and that's the thing that annoys me when they say in space. It's not in space. It's on a planet and they don't...
Which is in space!
But that's like saying... that's like saying Dances with Wolves is in space.
Then. It technically is. Like, we are always in space.
See, that's the thing. I was expecting, like, big spaceships and... Okay. I know I just said I was afraid.
There's a big spaceship.
There's one.
Cameron never disappoints. He will come up with some epic new shit.
Will he? We don't know.
He did disappoint, though. To me, he
At
did.
At the time, he didn't for many people.
Okay.
Derivative story with amazing 3D cinema experience. The latter was the reason for success. Sequels will flop. Only time will tell.
I think he's right, though.
I don't ever want to play the flop game.
No.
Because
I thought Ant-Man would flop, too.
A lot of people think things will flop and then they do really well, so... Yeah, that's...
I thought Guardians would, too, even though I didn't want it to, and it did.
The flop game is dangerous. You never want to play a flop
game. There's something to lose.
Yeah.
Your pride?
You lose everything.
Yeah.
Okay. James Cameron hired an entire team of writers. Avatar is getting turned into an epic space opera. Going to be awesome.
Again, a space opera is what I wanted.
We're not getting a fucking space opera. Unless all of a sudden it turns into one. I don't know. It's underwater, though. How are you going to do that? I'm very curious about that. Okay. Overrated garbage in terms of storytelling, but the visuals were pretty dope. Also contains one of the most base characters in film, and they post a picture of...
Miles
Yes. Quark. By the way, 4chan loves him. He's like...
I know. I support them in their love for him.
By the way, this is the TV board, the television and film board. That's everything I'm talking about is from that board. Okay.
Figured.
Didn't interest me back then. Doesn't interest me now. Okay, whatever. One of the worst films I've ever seen. 2 out of 10.
I feel like when I pay big money to see a movie and it sucks, I feel like I get gutted more than like when we watch like Screen Time or something.
Though I wouldn't call this the worst film ever made.
I wouldn't either, but I reacted to it like I had seen them. And it's weird because it's like, I've seen Screen Time.
I was more let down by Prometheus than this.
Well, Prometheus didn't exist by the time when I saw this movie, so
okay.
Yes, you
so, are. Simple and entertaining with beautiful CGI, and I loved it. Damn shame I never got to see it in theaters and only watch it over a year after its release. Movies with badass male leads are becoming scarce.
Yeah. It's weird. I don't know if I
like to repay the Turok Mokto scene repeatedly.
I don't know what that is.
There's the scene in the movie where it's like where he hops on the big giant thing. So he likes to replay that.
It's weird because like he's kind of right. There aren't a lot of like badass characters.
Oh yes, there are.
I can't think of
there. Any. We just don't watch those movies, but there are. There's ton, and we always call them brainless action films.
I don't. I just don't watch them.
Yeah. See, but yeah, those exist. There's shitloads of those. Okay.
My thoughts are it was Blue Pocahontas, and it's Blue Pocahontas now.
Okay. Beautifully impressive, but the story and characters are weak as fuck, and the movie has no substance. Unless Jim is able to revolutionize CGI again and wow us, I feel like Avatar sequels won't be huge. Avatar was forgotten pretty quickly, and who knows if people will care 10 years after the first. That's pretty right on. That's a big question. Who knows? Will they? Avatar. I saw it twice in the movie theater. First 2D and then 3D. Then I bought the Blu-ray. I hope Avatar 2 has the same impact on me as Avatar had. Well, I hope you get that.
Yeah.
You probably won't, but I hope you do.
That's the thing.
But
I
who knows?
I don't want these movies to fail, like, because I'm not...
No, I want there to be a good fucking story.
Yeah.
I want classic James Cameron to...
I'm very rarely in the I want to see a movie fail. I think Fantastic Four was the last big time I felt like that. But yeah, like, when it comes to, like... this
we'll see.
I'd like to see just a good
I'd
movie.
Like to see a good story because James Cameron I think makes some decent movies and
yeah he does
yeah.
Most of them I enjoy,
but then does he? Because I feel like every time I rewatch a James Cameron movie I'm kind of let down.
True Lies is, I don't know if it holds up or not, or sadly rises up. I don't know.
Terminator
that.
2
I love Terminator 2. I know you're not a fan.
No, I am, but I feel it's just nostalgia speaking. Like,
you know what? If it's just nostalgia, then it's not really there. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
I feel like I have to like it, because it's like, I loved this movie when I was little. But I kind of feel like that with... Except Titanic. I do enjoy that movie. I fucking... It's something I enjoy watching. I wish they would cut out all the present-day scenes, because I think they're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I was a young lady back in those days.
It's weird. Like, the whole thing with the deep sea explorers.
You didn't need that.
Yeah.
You didn't need that shit. But whatever. I mean, because then she turns to a ghost, and then she doesn't visit her husband, her dead husband.
Yeah.
She visits a dude she knew for a day. But it's Leo, so. All right. So the first film was only successful because of the 3D gimmick leading people to. Yeah, we already get that. And the plot and acting were all weak, except for Stephen Lang.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Stephen Lang.
I saw it 6 times in the theater. Get on my level, nerds.
I only saw 5, so I'm not on his level.
You aren't.
Trying to remember what it was that drew the crowds for the first one. How did it get so much hype? Was it all the 3D tech stuff? Don't get me wrong. Enjoyed the effect. Saw it twice. Terrible story. How did it end up being so big?
I think it was that, because it was promoted as like this big visual.
No, that people, like, 3D hadn't been in vogue since the 80s, and this was like, we're bringing back 3D, but this ain't your daddy's 3D.
Yeah.
This is 3D with big, giant rocking cannons of firepower.
Okay.
The hype machine was real. Every website was going through Avatar stuff. And people were putting tails on themselves and doing weird, kinky stuff.
Yeah.
I
think the less we say about that, the better.
A lot of weird drawings on the internet.
Yeah.
You don't really see those anymore. But man, yeah, this fucking thing was all up in everyone's face. And I fell for it. I loved it. And now I look back on it, and I'm just like, what was I thinking? But then I'm like, you know what? I understand. It was just super impressive.
Yeah.
The visuals, the technology, it took me in, and it was just like, come here. You'll enjoy this, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, you've always hated it, I feel like.
Yeah. I don't really have much to say about this movie anymore. I feel like I've made my peace with it.
This is the first time I've talked about this movie in fucking forever.
Yeah.
Because, again, while I hate this movie, it left no impact. It's like, the only time people talk about Avatar is when they're like, hey, you remember Avatar?
Yeah.
No one actually ever really just was like...
It was just one of those situations where I felt like the weird one for not liking it.
Yeah, but you were actually the smart one.
I guess.
You were ahead of your time. But, yeah, I mean, you were ahead of the curve.
Yeah?
Yeah, weren't you?
I was.
But you still hate Jake Sully.
I do.
Obscure Gentleman Fun, head over to www.theobscuregentleman.com. And if you'd like to help support this podcast and the webcomic, please visit www.patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. We thank you for listening.